USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Emerald City is impeachment, and my colleagues are desperate to get there. They have been desperate since last November when they won the majority.
That's the ranking Republican on the U.S. House Judiciary Committee, which is now meeting on Capitol Hill to discuss impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Congressman Doug Collins says New York Democrat and chairman of the panel, Jerry Nadler, has called this unnecessary hearing, according to Collins, to keep impeachment in the headlines.
The difference between formal impeachment proceedings and what we're doing today is a world apart, no matter what the chairman just said.
Nadler says the investigation will consider allegations of obstruction of justice, self-dealing, and violations of the Emoluments Clause. The Labor Department says around 204,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week, 15,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. And this is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Another American retail chain is telling customers don't openly carry firearms in their stores. The Florida-based company Publix has 1,200 stores across the southeastern U.S. This Publix shopper says,
"Well, I think if a person has a permit for that gun and he's been through the classes and so forth, that he should be able to carry that gun anywhere because that's the law."
This follows similar announcements made by Walmart, Kroger, and some other national chains that have made similar requests after several mass shootings. The Supreme Court says the Trump administration can go ahead with rules to stop many people from seeking asylum in the U.S. The administration's new policy requires people requesting asylum to do so in a third country. That would block immigrants from Central and South America from seeking asylum at the southern border of the U.S. The High Court says the administration can enforce the rule while it's being challenged in court. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
U.S. Marshals say they've captured a couple wanted for murder in Arizona who escaped custody, as 56-year-old Blaine Barksdale and his 59-year-old wife, Susan, overpowered guards in Utah and got away a couple of weeks ago. They were being brought at the time from New York State to answer charges they killed a Tucson man earlier this year. Researchers make a critical discovery on a planet far, far away. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
Astronomers have for the first time discovered water in the atmosphere of a planet orbiting within the habitable zone of a distant star. The planet is called K2-18b, and it's a plausible candidate in the search for alien life. Details were published in the scientific journal Nature Astronomy. The habitable zone is the region around a star where temperatures are sufficiently benign for water to exist in liquid form. The team behind the discovery looked through the planets that were discovered by the Hubble Space Telescope for the past few years. Only K2-18b revealed the molecular signature of water. Water has been detected on other planets, but they've either been too big or too hot to support life.
And billionaire businessman and philanthropist T. Boone Pickens has passed away. Pickens died in Dallas yesterday at the age of 91. And find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.